Today's daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Yud Beit, and we're holding at two dots, about a fifth of the way down. Then we learnt in the Mishnah over there at Tomi that we quoted yesterday, the Korina Seret HaDibrot, Shema, Vayim Shamoa, Vayomer, Emes V'yatzi, V'avayu Birkas Koheni. So you see that the Seder that they had in the Beis HaMikdash was to read the Aseret HaDibrot together with Shema. And the truth is, says Rabbi Yoram HaShmuel, there was initially an attempt to do that all over, that every day they should read the Aseret HaDibrot. Af Bigvulin Bikshu Likrot, okay? However, they ended up canceling that takana. Why? Mipnei Tar'omet Haminim, because the Minim would claim, you see, why do you only read the Aseret HaDibrot? What's different about the Aseret HaDibrot? Must be that that's the only part that is real. The rest Moshe Rabbeinu made up. But the Aseret HaDvarim, since everybody was there on Har Sinai and they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak, that we believe in. The rest of it is the rabbis took control of the religion, they made up the whole thing, and so on and so forth. So because of that, in order not to leave a pitchon peh like that, they decided it's better not to raise the issue. That's why many people are makpid not to stand up specially for the Aseret, the Kriya of the Aseret HaDibrot, because it's the same problem. Why are you standing up for this in the Kriya and not for the rest of the Torah? What is it different than the rest of the Torah? So pitchon mishum taromet aminim. Now Rabba Bar Barchana, he wanted to make his own personal takana in his town of Surah because he didn't have a problem over there with minim. Amalei Rav Chista, you can't do that. There was a general takana that Chazal were mevatlam b'pnei tar'omet haminim. A Meimar wanted to do the same thing in his town of Narda. And Rav Ashi said to them, you can't do that. There's an overall way that we need to be noyeg, and that is to read Kriyat Shema without the Aseret HaDvarim, because kvar bitlum mipnei tar'omet haminim. Now Tosfos brings on yesterday's daf that in the Yerushalmi, it says that the Kriyat Shema that we were koveya with the three parshas that we have includes all the Aseret HaDvarim, and Tosfos challenges you. He says, go ahead and look, and you'll find them. Okay, fine. Then the Mishnah continues on, that if you were supposed to make a bracha that had a long, again, it's the wrong quote, as usual, from the printer, but the last part of the Mishnah was that mokum shomu lachtom, so you're not allowed shalom lachtom. If it's a shalom lachtom, you're not allowed lachtom. Now, this inyan of lachtom essentially gives us an additional baruch ata Hashem at the end of the bracha. That may have very important implications for mistakes that were made in the bracha. And this leads to a fascinating question. What is the bracha? Because the fact that we end with the particular words, Borei Pri HaGefen, Borei Minei Mizonot, Hamotzi Lechem Min HaAretz, I mean, that's a detail in a sense, right? The main point of a bracha is that you're being Mevorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that's a general bracha. Now you are limiting the bracha to the particular experience that you're involved in now, the particular mitzvah that you're involved in now. So the question is, what is the relationship of the overall Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam to the specific ending? Is the opening defined by the intent to that ending, or is that ending basically an appendage? And once you say the overall bracha, you can then be koveya it by saying the correct ending. But your kavana at the beginning of the bracha is a more general kavana. What would be the difference? The difference would be like this. You started saying the bracha with a different ending in mind, thinking that you were holding a cup of wine, let's say, when you were actually holding a cup of beer. Before you said the ending, you realized, oh, wait a minute, this is not a shahakol. This is a Borei Pri HaGefen. So you ended it properly. So, okay, boom, great. I remembered in time. And you say Borei Pri HaGefen. Now the question is, your intent in the bracha of ending it with Borei Pri HaGefen, which is not a good ending for a cup of beer, does that matter? Or is the opening a general bracha, which you can then be mechavin at the end? Now this is what the Gemara is going to ask. So obviously, if we do it the other way around, so pshita, where you're holding a glass of wine and you thought that it was beer and you started off saying a bracha, potach mevarech, adaita teshichra, you were going to say shahakol nieh bedvaro on the beer, then you realized that, oh, wait a minute, this is wine, and then you said Baruch Pri HaGefen, and you were messiah with wine, Of course you're Yotze. Why? Because over there, even if you had ended with the word Shakoni Abidvaro, it would have been perfectly okay, because Bidiavad, it would always be okay to say Shahakol anyway. Dotznan al kulami mama Shakoni Abidvaro, you'd be Yotze Bidiavad. Elahecha de Kodakit Kasir Shikhra, but how about the other way around? You're holding a cup of beer, and you thought that it was Chamra. And Patachu Baruch Atah Eitei Dechamra, you were about to say Baruch Priya Geffen, and that's what you were thinking about when you said Baruch Atah Hashem. And then you ended, oy vavoy, wait a minute, Chakon Yemid Varo, sorry about that. My, Batar Iker Baruch Azlin, oh, Batar Chatima Azlin. And how do we look at it? Do we look at it at your thoughts at the time that you were saying the Iker Baruch, which of course is Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam? Or do we say, as long as you ended it correctly, it's okay? Do not confuse this question with having made a mistake and you just were polite. You were going to say the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Baruch Priya Geffen, and instead you say, which happens very often, your mouth just continues blabbing and you say, Shakol Nia B'Tvaro, Baruch Priya Geffen. That is considered to be a tikkun of your dibur, which is perfectly okay if it's toch kedei dibur, as Tosus points out over here, and as we pask in halacha. This is a completely different issue. Here we're talking about where your thoughts were actually to do the wrong thing. That's our question. So, those people who know that I would appreciate their showing up could always turn on their video if they're presentable, you know. Fine. Your physical presence, or at least your virtual presence, is very deeply appreciated. I keep stressing. Okay, very, very good. So, we've even got Avichai I see this morning. My gosh, excellent. Alrighty. So, that's my question. What is the din? Tashma. Let's see if we can bring a raya. And we're going to bring a raya from Kriyat Shema. It says that if somebody started saying the brachas at the beginning before Kriyat Shema, and he started saying Yotzer Or Varech Choshech, and he actually ends with the words Baruch Ata Hashem Hamariv Aravim in the morning. He wasn't Yotzer. If he started saying Ma'ariv Aravim, but he ended correctly with Yotzer Or, then he was Yotzer. If at night he started saying Ma'ariv Aravim, and he ended off Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Or Lo Yatza, but if he started with Yotzer Or, as long as he ended with Ma'ariv Aravim, he is Yotzer. What's the bottom line to remember? Everything goes according to the way that you ended the bracha. So doesn't that prove that the way that you were thinking about it initially is not the determining factor? No, not at all. Because over there, since you said, if you ended up by saying, fine, so that is what you start saying. That means that you would be Yotze over there because maybe the Pticha doesn't matter at all. It's because at the end, don't you say a Brocha? Baruch Yotzer Hamarot. So maybe the point over there is we're not going back to the beginning. We're going back to a full ending. Baruch Atah Hashem. That's different. Here there is no other ending. Says Gemara, now wait a minute. That ending is not Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yotzer Hamarot. It's just Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMeorot. Is that called a brocha without saying Melech HaOlam? Now, wait a minute. You see, if you hold like Rav says the only requirement for a brocha is it has to say Baruch Atah Hashem. Doesn't need to say Melech HaOlam. So, Kol Bracha She'in Ba'Azkarat Hashem is not a brocha. Okay, then you've got a way out of proving from this that you go according to the ending and that we don't care about the beginning, because here the way out is that you said a whole bracha at the end. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says a bracha that doesn't say Melech HaOlam is not a bracha. You've got no way out of it. Ma'igel HaMeimar. All right, but I'll tell you, there's another way out of it. Even if that's true, this is a unique case. Because given the Amarabah Baruch Lekadei Laskim Minas Yom Balayim Nezayim Abayom, remember that 2 days ago, what did we learn? That the reason that we mention Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, or we say Golel Or Mipnei Choshech, is in order to make certain that there's a mention of night during the day and of day during the night. So then that means that essentially these birchas Kriyat Shema actually have in them both Yom V'Laila. Now, that could be very similar to the idea of Shahakol, where we were going to say Shahakol, since that's a general bracha anyway, you would be Yotze. The same thing over here. You can't say that I had the wrong Makshava entirely. I didn't have the wrong Makshava entirely, because I was going to anyway mention the nighttime in the day and the daytime in the night. So from here, you can't prove anything. So Mi'ikara Tarvayu Ka'ama. Okay? But look at the words that were written over here. Misefa. Klalon shel davar, what's the overall point? Hakol alecha achar hachatum. Now, what is that adding, for God's sake? I mean, I know how to read. Klalon shel davar must be coming to teach something. Apparently to teach milatu yehoda amora. In that case, where we made the mistake of shahakol, and we were actually planning to say bori priya gefen. And it says, it all only goes according to how you ended the bracha. Nah, that's not what it's coming to add. It's coming to add a case where you had made a mistake between bread and dates. Oh, excuse me, what was the case? The case was that you ate bread and you were going to make, you needed to make some learned bread mamish, in which case you needed to say Birkat HaMazon. Others learned bread in the sense of cake and you needed to say an alamichya. And you thought that you had eaten dates. And you thought that it wasn't really made out of wheat, right? So you were going to say a brocha achas ben shalos ala eitz ve'al priya eitz. And then you realize, oh my God, wait a minute, this is actually bread. So you change it to say hazanet olam kulo, right? I mean, or you change it to say ala michya. But that's what we were asking. If you're ready to say that that case is okay, what's the difference between that case and the case of the beer and the wine? No, that wasn't the case. The case was that you ate dates and you thought it was bread. And then you started an ala michya and you ended up with ala eitz. But the din is over there, similar to the shahakol that you would have made on the wine, which you would have been yotze. Because the halacha is that if you say azan on dates, you would be yotze. My time, the tamrinami mezin zayne, because the dates are also considered to be something that nourishes and therefore is included in Zun, Muzzam. Omar Rabbar Bachin and Asa, by the way, we do not have in the Gemara clearly a psak on this. It's not telling us exactly what it is that we're supposed to do. Tosis brings over here a big machlokas about halacha lamaisa, from, he brings from the Rif, that you go lakula, and therefore you'd be otse, and we say suffik brokas lakula, where the Rif says no, you actually have to be mavorich again. So obviously we go lakula in this case. Omar Rabba Barchinana Saba Mishmeid Rav. Koshelo Amar Emet V'Yatziv Shacharit V'Emet V'Emuna Arvit Lo Yatza Yedei Chovato. You must say those two brachas, each one in its correct place, because it says in the pasuk, V'Hagid Baboker Chasdecha V'Emunatcha Balelot. And Emet V'Yatziv is all about the Chesed, about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and about Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Nisim in the Midbar, whereas Emet ve'emuna is Bakosha to the future. And so on and so forth. So therefore, it has to be the correct one at the correct time. If you are davening, and you get to the place where you need to be korea, you're korea in the baruch. So baruch, you bend down. And what we paskin is baruch, you bend your back. And ata, you bend your knees, and then you bend your back with the ata. And then as you say the shame, you are omed. So you're zokev b'shem. Why is this, says Shmuel? Because it says Hashem zokev k'mofim. That means the shame Hashem causes you, who are bent over, to lift yourselves up. Meitvei, doesn't it say mipnei shmi nichatu, that in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, you should actually bend down and be broken. It doesn't say bishmi, it says mipnei shmikti. Omar leshmul achia barav. Bar Urian. Bar Urian is Torah, or Raita, light. Bar Urian. Torah ve'im alecha milta mal yata di Omar Avuch. Let me tell you one of the amazing things your dad told me. This was Rav. Achia Omar Avuch, when you're korea b'baruch. When you're zokef b'shem. Rav Sheshes, when he used to be Korea, he was Korea Kechizra. Kechizra means like a rod. So you go, pfft, bent straight over from the waist. Now, Tosis points out, that does not mean that he kept his head ramrod straight. We actually use that word in English. And he would bend over with the head stuck straight out. No, because we see later on that you can't have Rosh HaZakuf. Your head has to be kafuf. So it means you bend from the waist, but your head continues to bend down. And because Zakif kechivya, but when he raised himself, the way a snake would raise itself. A snake first lifts its head and then gradually lifts its body. So you see that the head was bent, then the head is put up, and then the back goes up slowly. It shouldn't seem like it was difficult for you to be mishtachava in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yomar Rabba Bachanan Nasaba Mishmei D'Rab. All year round, you say the bracha El HaKadosh, or you say Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. But when it comes to the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, B'Shem Ben Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, over there you need to say HaMelech HaKadosh. You need to say HaMelech HaMishpat, because there HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala Malchuto. Whereas Rabbi Lozer says, Afilo Omar El HaKadosh Yatsa. I can prove to you, you'd be Yotze, which is not the way we paskin, that you would be Yotze even if you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh. Why? Because it says, Vayikba Hashem Tzvakot BaMishpat, VeHa'el HaKadosh Negdash B'Tzedakah. Now, how do you explain that? When is the time Vayikba Hashem Tzvakot BaMishpat? That's Dafka the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Atzar Yomim Shem Rosh Hashanah Vad Yom HaKippurim. And what does it say over there? Ha'el HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzedakah. Bottom line, my Avi Allah, what's the Psak? Om Rev Yosef, it's fine. Ha'el HaKadosh, Melech Lev Tzedakah Mishpat. Rabbi says it's not fine. You must say HaMelech HaKadosh, and you must say HaMelech HaMishpat. Ve'ilchot HaKirabah, that's how we paskin, and you'd have to say the Tefillah over again if you made at least the mistake of HaMelech HaKadosh, as it turns out in the poskim. We're only referring to HaMelech HaKadosh mistake. V'yomar Rabba Barchina Nasaba Mishmei D'Rab, Kol Shef Sharlo Levakesh Rachamim Al-Chaviro Veino Levakesh Nikra Chote. If somebody is capable of Tefillah, and he's able to be Mechavin his Tefillah, and he can be Mispalel for a friend of his who needs help, and he doesn't, he is called a chote. Because Shmuel said to Klal Yisrael, Gam Anochi, Chalila li mechato la Hashem, mechadolit pa'alel ba'atchem. I know that you're worried that I'm very angry at you because you were Mevakesh HaMelech and you rejected me, you rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, but don't think for a minute, chas v'chalila, that I would be chote la Hashem and stop davening for all of you. Nonsense. So you see from here that it would be called Chotei LaHashem if you're not Mispalel. Omar Rava, if the person that needs your help is a Talmud Chacham, Tzarich Sheyechale Atzmo Alav, you have to make yourself sick over him, meaning you'd be so distressed and so brokenhearted that literally you get sick over him. My time up. Where do we see that? Ilema Dich Mishum Dichti Ve'in Chole Michem Alai V'goleat Oznai. Now listen, that was a little bit of a crazy statement. That was one of Shaul's paranoid moments in which he was convinced that everybody was planning against him and that his son Yonatan was in cahoots with David and wanted to get rid of him and so on. So he complains to the people around him, nobody is making themselves ill over me and telling me what's going on. Making themselves ill over me, we understand to mean that they're not davening to the point of becoming ill for my pain. But how does that prove anything? I mean, first of all, he's a king. A king has a right to expect more. So Dilma Melech Shaini, Elamiacha. David HaMelech, when he's talking about the horrible people who were so cruel to him, what he says is, Vani Bechalotam, when they were in need of tefillah, Levushi Sak, I actually put sackcloth on myself and I davened for them. And they, in their repayment for that was to try to destroy me. Very, very nice. Okay, so there you see in Echinami, because since they were Talmidei Chachamim, that's a reference to Doeg and Achitofel. So it says that he made himself sick over them. Omar Rabba Bachinin Saba Mishmei the Rav Kalos, Sidvar Avero Mitbayesh Bo, somebody who did an Avera, and then he is embarrassed by it, Mochlimo Al Kol Avonata, he is forgiven for every sin that he ever did. Shenemar Laman Tiskri Uboshed, v'lo yelach od pitchon pem mipnei klumatech. So if you no longer can open your mouth because you're so embarrassed, then bekofrilach l'chol asher atzid, I will be mechaper on everything that you did wrong, ne'um Hashem Elokim. But I mean, that is said to all of the tzibur in Yerushalayim. So dilma tzibur shayni, maybe a tzibur gets greater rachamim than a yachid. How do we know that this is true even of a single individual? Elamihacha. Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul, lama yirgastani la'alototi, when Shaul went to the Eshet Ha'ov, so Shmuel was very angry at him, and he said, why did you do this? So Shaul said, Tsar li ma'od, plishtim nilchamim bi, v'Hashem sar me'alai, and I've been unable to get to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't answer me, lo anani od, gam bidei hanevi'im, gam b'chalomot, and I called upon you because I need to know what to do. Lo di'eni ma'aseh. Now, Lamaisa, it says before he went to the Eshet Ha'ov that he tried to get an answer from the Urim V'Tumim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't answer him. But notice that he doesn't mention that to Shmuel. Why doesn't he mention that to Shmuel? Because he was embarrassed. What do you mean, the Urim V'Tumim, you chutzpan yak, to ask the Urim V'Tumim after you'd killed all of the Kayanim in Nov? So he didn't even mention it. So, ilu urim v'tumim loka amar, why? Mishum dekatu l'nov yirakoinim. Okay, so how do we know that Hashem forgave him because of that? Minayin dachil le'min ha'shamayim. She'nemar, because Shmuel answered him, machar atahu v'necha imi. V'om Rabbi Yochanan, imi means b'machitzati. Tomorrow you will be with me in Gan Eden, in the same place where I am. How could Shaul get to be the same place if he had these terrible avinus of nov yirakoinim? So you see that because he was embarrassed, Hashem forgave him. Rabbanan Amar Miyacha, there's a clearer raya than that, say the Rabbanan. It says by the Givonim, where they insisted that we kill seven of Shaul's children and string them up, and they answer David when David says, tell us what we need to do for you to forgive us. So they say, V'hoka'anun la'ashem b'givat Shaul, hang them up in front of the Lord in Givat Shaul, and then the pasuk ends with the word, Bechir Hashem, the chosen of the Lord. I mean, they didn't say that. Now, they were trying to make him look terrible. Must be that Yotzta bat kov amra bechir Hashem. Must be he was forgiven. Om Rebbe Avu ben Zutrodi, Om Rebbe Yudah ben Zvita, Bikshu Ligboa Parshas Bolak b'kriyat Shema. They also, not only the Aseres HaDvarim, but as we saw earlier in the Pasuk, one of the most important contrasts of the nature of Emuna is the story of Bilam and Parshas Bolak. And therefore, they wanted to be Koveya side by side, what it is that happened in the case of Bilam and how he saw the godless of Yisrael. And they read it every day. Too much trouble. This is very mina genegen mina. Anyway, why did they want to be koveya? My time. Is it because it says El Motzi Emi Mitzrayim, and we're talking about the godless of Yitzhak Mitzrayim? You could say Ribbis. Over there it says, Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim, or the Parshas Mishkolos of not to do Even Ve'Even, Avnei Tzedek, where it says Asher Hotzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim. I mean, why dafka this? Yalom Rabbi Yosef Rebavim, Mishum Dichti Bahaikro. Korah Shachav Ke'ori Uchlavi, Mi Yikimenu. So that's very similar to Bishoch Becha Uvkumecha. And therefore, to talk about the godless of Yisrael, that nobody can get up before them, and they are the ones that are koveya how they act. So that was very nice to say with Kriyashma. V'leima hai psuka v'tulo. So then just say the pasuk. No. Gemiri ko parsha the pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu paskina, lo pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu lo paskina. If there is no a parsha, hefsik of a parsha ptucha or stuma by Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't quote a piece of a parsha. And why was Parshas Tzitzis included? Mibnei Mekavom, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva, because Parshas Tzitzis has five very important points. It has Mitzvah Tzitzis, it has Yitzias Mitzrayim, it has Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot, and it has Da'at Minim, and it has a Tefillah against Hiro Aveira, and against Hiro Avodah Zarah. Whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Where do we get all of that from? I understand. Bishlama Anitlat Mefarshan. I mean, obviously it does say Beferish. It talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, yes. It talks about the mitzvah tzitzis, yes. It talks about the old mitzvahs, it says asitev et kol mitzvotai, yes. What's that other jazz about here, about das minim and here, where's that, Minola? Ah, the Tanya, lototuru achrei levavchem. Levavchem is a reference to minut, וכן הוא אומר, אמר נבל בליבו, אין אלוהים. אחרי עיניכם, to follow your eyes, is your avera. שנאמר ויאמר שמשון אל אביו, he sees this beautiful girl, אותה כך לי, כי ישרה בעיני. So you see that following one's eyes has to do with znus. אשר אתם זונים, that's a reference to עבודה זרה, וכן הוא אומר, ויזנו אחרי הבעלים.